Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And this is Mark Vila, and today we're here to talk about sublimation, specifically sublimation explained with Vic Patel from Sawgrass. So we're particularly excited about this episode for one. We love having guests on here, right, Mark?
Yeah, definitely.
We've been learning a lot about sublimation lately. And the folks at Sawgrass have been fantastic. And then Vic volunteered some of his time to step away from working at Sawgrass and join us to help educate the custom apparel startups listeners.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, Vic.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Cold SE, we've kind of had a reputation for selling just about everything. You know, we pride ourselves on, you know, people kind of calling us up saying, I want to get into this business, regardless of what product they pick, and directing them to the right piece of equipment. You know, whether or not it's DTG or print and cut or vinyl or embroidery or whatever it is.
Right.
And frankly, for years, you know, people have been asking us about sublimation, and it's just been this kind of hole. You know, that we didn't know enough to talk about properly. And we didn't have anything to fill that gap for our customer base. So we've been excited to launch this, this kind of new partnership with you guys.
Yeah, no, we're excited too. And you know, sublimation in itself is a scary term. So most people try and stay away from it until they actually see it in action. So
yeah, it does sound, it sounds like science, and science can be intimidating, but it just happens to be the word that fell into it, silk screening sounds so
great.
So pleasant and light. I want to wrap myself in it and have some tea.
Yeah, you're right.
and sublimation sounds like I'm in a lab. So, and I think so we should get into all of that and what sublimation is and
absolutely
folks during this podcast. So Mark, where should we start? And then we're going to get into what sublimation is. And then at the end, we'll kind of wrap up talking about, why Cold SE and Sawgrass think this was a good idea for us to get together and talk.
Yeah, I think we should start with who this random Star Wars fan that we invited onto our podcast is and what he does for Sawgrass. So Vic, why don't you tell us all that? Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so as you all know, I'm Vic Patel. I'm the director of global marketing here at Sawgrass. Been here for 6.5 years. It's going to be 7 in June. It's actually more than 6.5 now I think about it. So 7 in June. My background short in 5 seconds is the fact that I've worked for DHL Express. Used to come to Florida where you guys are every week to corporate headquarters and plantation. Worked for a company called Casemate, which makes mobile phone cases. And it was Casemate that actually got me into sublimation. And fell into it, right? We created customizable phone cases where you can actually wrap the image around the phone case. And we were one of the first ones globally to do that. Gosh, that was probably in about 2010. We didn't even realize it was sublimation at that point. We just wanted to print on a phone case. Yeah. And we fell into it. But long story short, after that, I had an offer to move to Charleston, South Carolina from Atlanta. And for any of the folks listening here or watching, if you've come to Charleston, you know exactly why we chose to come to Charleston.
It's a good
move. Great food, great people, and it's a great company to work for too. So that's me in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I have been to Charleston twice. Both times I just loved it. You know, we literally got out of the car, parked the car somewhere, got out of the car and just walked. And then walked into the hotel and got out and woke up in the morning and just walked some more. It was beautiful. The weather, the air, you know, everything. It's a fantastic place.
It's an impressive town, to say the least. It's a very impressive town.
So why don't you break down for us a little bit, Vic, what exactly is sublimation, the non-sciencey version?
Sure. I do have to geek out a little bit, though, to give you a little bit of science, right? So sublimation in its purest form is a solid turning into a gas, right? And the best example I can give is take some dry ice, put it on your countertop. What happens? You don't see a pool of water. All you see is the carbon dioxide gassing off, right? That's what dry ice is. And that's exactly what sublimation is. So we took dye solids or dyes that are used in sublimation, and we mill them down to a very, very fine powder. And we put them into a liquid suspension or a liquid solution. It's a suspension, but all these little particles are floating around in the cartridge. And bottom line is between the software that we have and the paper that it goes onto and the heat presses that drive the process, when it hits that heat press at 400 degrees Fahrenheit, those little particles in there, they turn to gas and they have nowhere to go but into the material that the paper is sitting on. And those images in the background here that you can see of all the Star Wars characters are actually on aluminum, and black and white images going onto aluminum, and they're sublimated.
Nice.
Right? And it is probably one of the most easiest processes I have ever seen, with the most complicated name I have ever had to deal with.
Yeah.
Right. And that's part of the challenge we have here in marketing, is how do you get people over the hurdle of just getting over the word sublimation?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because in the end, you know, you're basically using an inkjet printer.
Yeah.
To print an image on a piece of paper, and you're heat pressing that onto a garment or an object.
That's right. That's exactly
like regardless of what it's called.
Yep.
You know, it's a ridiculously simple process.
Yeah. I mean, we've broken it down to three steps. You create an image, you print it, and you press it. Yeah. Right. Create, print, press. And it's that easy. You know, our videographer, Alex, his son is 10. He's come to the office a couple of times pre-COVID. And he's fallen in love with Creative Studio. He's fallen in love with sublimation. And the kid, all he does on the weekend, he goes online, makes something, and has his dad sublimate it.
Cool.
Right? And it's that easy.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find that what's one thing, just talking about sublimation and what it is and how easy it is, leads me to a thought. Where I get to talk about something that I'd put together a bit. So brace yourselves.
Okay.
No, it's not long, but I found it to be interesting. So I was thinking about the different ways that you decorate apparel, that Coldesi works in a lot of different ways. And I found that apparel, and it was specifically apparel, but also non-apparel items as well. But they're really done in kind of three, what I define as three ways, right? So we have like mechanical ways of decorating things, right? Mechanical ways of decorating things are physically using essentially friction to hold it all together, right? So this would be embroidery, sewing things on, riveting things on, button snaps, etc. And which is probably one of the oldest forms of decorating things. Mechanically decorating things requires a mechanical machine to do it. There's certain levels of skill that are involved. Then there's chemically adhering things to apparel. So this is like heat transfer vinyl, white toner printers, even screen printing, where you're actually using some sort of chemical process, whether it's heat or liquids or both, to get something to stick to a piece of apparel, right? Or a hard surface. And you're chemically bonding. You're just gluing them, essentially.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's the only one that I can know of for sure that's actually a chemical change in the substrate, a t-shirt or a hard surface, is sublimation. And I found that to be interesting because when you're chemically changing the surface of an item, there's no feel. There's nothing to feel on top of it when it's done. The longevity is really good and it looks the most a part of the item. And I think that's really one of the big appeals about sublimation is that when you make it, you chemically change the item. The item is different, comes out of the heat press different than it was before. And that's why it looks so great, because you didn't just glue something onto it or tack something onto it, but you actually changed your item.
Yeah, we're physically dyeing that item, right? Regardless if it's and everything that we go on to has to have some form of polyurethane or polyester-based coating on there, right? And this is the last time I'm going to geek out on you guys, but at that temperature, the beautiful thing about that temperature is the fact that the molecules open up, the polyester molecules literally open up like a flower for that short period of time. And that gas, which is in very close proximity because it's under a heat press, has nowhere else to go but inside of that molecule and encapsulate itself in there. And so, Mark, you're absolutely right. It's a chemical process. Again, another scary term, but it's not chemical, right? It's not harmful. It doesn't leach out. And when that heat press opens up, it's just like a Venus flytrap. Those molecules encapsulate that dye. And you get really high definition images, whether it's a t-shirt or a hard surface or a coffee mug. You get some amazing output.
I gotta say, it really is, you know, just looking at the whole package, it is the cheapest way to customize something beautifully.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, if you have a beautiful high resolution image, you want to customize something, you've only got X number of dollars, you know, I mean, a full color photo on a coffee mug.
You can't beat it.
The highest end design shirt that you'll ever see, you know, the best graphic, photo and painting reproduction, you know, whatever you want to do. If you need something amazing on a shirt, you know, if you walk through the mall and you see the all over prints on these guys walking around that just, you know, assault you as you walk by, they're so bright and clear.
And did it,
you can tell that's sublimation. You know what I mean, there's not much else that will do the same.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is to get that level of high resolution, it really is inexpensive. It's pennies on the dollar to make that. And, you know, to convert something that is white or pale in the beginning and put a full color image on there, it is quite spectacular.
When you're looking at you mentioned apparel in the mall, you know, high-end apparel in the mall, like you know, Costa Del Mar shirts or Guy Harvey shirts, you know, a lot of these brands, you know, are popular throughout the whole country. And they're $50 plus t-shirts. Talking about the apparel side of it, the technology to create that $50 mall t-shirt that's available to these large companies, you know, these global brands, is available for somebody to do in their living room for the hundreds of dollars, you know?
Totally.
And that's amazing to me, is that it's essentially the same exact technology. The output is almost exactly the same, or is exactly the same. You know, I don't even know if these companies are using sawgrass printers. They could be, you know, I don't know if they are or not, but they could be. And it's obvious.
If they're not, they're using our inks for the most part, right?
I mean, let's just break this down for the people listening. If you're not familiar with sawgrass printers and ink, et cetera, and sublimation in general, what you're talking about is being able to print on an 8x10 full color image apply that image to a variety of things, t-shirts, mugs, things like that, for and the printer is about $600.
Yep.
And then you're going to go up to the next level, which is a little bit more professional. You put 11x17.
Yeah, 13x19.
Yeah,
13x19.
You put 13x19-inch paper in. Now you can do a roughly a 13x19-inch image, and that printer is what? It's under $1,600. You know, you add a good quality heat press. Man, if you're doing DTG right now and you're saying no to people that want poly, you know, or if you're using a cutter to do HTV right now, and people keep bringing you photos for you to print on, you know, then you're $600 away.
And not just, you're not only you're $600 away from doing that, you're expanding your opportunities too. So, you know, when you buy DTG, you're buying it for a specific process for garment printing, etc., right? When you're buying a sublimation piece of sublimation equipment from Sawgrass, you can not only do t-shirts, you can do multiple other substrates. So the beauty is, I love to talk about brand extensions. I love to talk about upselling customers when they come in. They may come in with a photograph. They may want a t-shirt with a photograph on there, but why not offer a mug? Why not offer a mouse pad? Why not offer the thousands, literally upon thousands of different products that you can actually put and you can sublimate onto? So the actual versatility of a $600 machine is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And your return for investment is, yeah, I know we're going to talk a little bit about that too, but your return on investment is crazy too.
Well, yeah, I love that stuff. It's what we talk about all the time, especially with our digital heat effects, the white toner systems that we
sell. Yeah.
They have specific advantages of the differences between digital heat effects and sublimation. And that's, I don't think that's this podcast, but it's a future podcast probably. But that's the number one thing we say is that if you're selling t-shirts or embroidery or whatever it is, if the upsell opportunity is the easiest way for you to make more money.
You know, right.
Give them a sample of a mug, give them a sample of a mouse pad, of a t-shirt printed differently. And if people are going to buy that, you know, absolutely. So if you include a free mug or a free mouse pad in order is a typical example that we talk about, or just have some available to show when you're selling, hey, I can also put this images on mugs. It's only X dollars a piece.
You know, I've got two examples from outside the customization or the custom apparel business anyway, that sublimation that Sawgrass Printers was a perfect fit for. Two conversations recently. One of the folks that works for Cold Essie, his wife owns a franchise in the like dog food and dog grooming business. And they run promotions occasionally. Well, they'll bring in professional photographers and take pictures of the dogs after they've been groomed. You know, basically it's the photo day for your pet.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was struggling to figure out how else he can monetize that other than sell prints. And now he's $600 away. You know, basically he could get the small Sawgrass, and a heat press or a mug press or a cap press, and he can triple or quadruple his sales. Hey, I can put that on a mug for you right now for $1 million. And these people will, you know, pet owners will do that. And the other one is a sign guy who does work for Cold Essie. But his main business, he does a lot of boats and marinas. You know, he does pinstriping and customizing and signage, things like that. He's actually going to get one to do fishing shirts as well. So he's going to add that to his business, nothing to do with the apparel.
Yeah. Hey, fishing lures is a brilliant one too.
Oh.
Fishing lures is another great product. Okay. But you're right. I mean, look, I think one thing that I learned with phone case business was that before customization was created, people were buying a $29 phone case. It was either black or white. And once customization came in, that same phone case with an image on there was getting sold for $45, right? Not because the ink was expensive, you know, it's about 5 cents of ink on there. But the fact that there was a personalized image, you know, that additional margin, I like to call it emotional margin, because it's driven by the heartstring, right? It's driven by the fact that Billy's picture's on there and we had a great time at the beach and they're willing to pay for it, right? It's an additional margin. And so it's really important. The content of that is really important. And I think, and where it's presented is really important. My groomer, we've got a little dog and we've got a big dog, but we take the little dog to a groomer and they have these photographs of dogs on the wall, right? And I looked at it and they're just taking little pictures and stuck them on the wall. So I actually got a whole bunch of photographs of dogs and sublimated them onto photo panels and just gave it to them, right? Because I could, I have the equipment, I have everything at home, I could make it and I could give it to them. And their little storefront now looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And there was nothing stopping me from putting a little plaque on the side saying, hey, if you want a photograph of your dog on there, you know, email me with a photograph and it's going to cost you $20. Done.
Yeah. Cool. That's great. Right? That's a great idea.
Really simple business idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But people who have pets are crazy about pets.
Yeah. You know, it makes me think of too, you mentioned how, you know, putting a picture on something increases the value of it, which can be so true. But on the other side of things, the retail value that our customers can present of a personalized item, especially when it's sublimated, can be equal to them just going to the store and buying a not personalized version, right? So this shirt that I'm wearing right here, 100% poly shirt, Coldesi logo on it, was very inexpensive to produce on a wholesale level. But a Moisture Wick style 100% poly shirt like this from a retail store is easily going to be $25, right? On the low end, up to 50 if it's like a Nike or something like that. So you can create customized apparel, right? As an example, which is, it's just something we know about, sublimized customized apparel. And your customers who might not be buying apparel from you now or buying other things from you, can actually buy the shirt for the same price they would have paid for it not customized, and you're making a 50 to 60% margin on creating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful too, is that there's the opportunity to take something that has a certain value and increase the value by putting an image on it. And then there's this other opportunity out there of you just selling something because you can create it at a margin that's good enough for your business as much as they would just go and buy a Nike shirt at the store.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And the poly shirts today, they're not like the old poly shirts from the good old days 5 years ago, right? I mean, the shirts today can actually feel just like cotton. I mean, they feel real good, right? And so you've got tons of options in the marketplace and so many things that you can do with it. It's incredible.
Yeah. And I mean, I know that the conversation that Mark is alluding to here is because we are, we'll soon be announcing, and it'll probably be out by the time this podcast airs, that we're partnering with Vapor Apparel.
Nice.
And Vapor is just like this premium quality, beautiful polyester made to be sublimated.
Yes.
Line of clothing that's just a perfect product for Florida. I know, because it's got the sun protection and things like that. Taking a high value product like that and an inexpensive process to apply an image to it, you know, to differentiate yourself from other people that sell the same thing. I mean, the margin opportunities are incredible.
Yeah, and Vapor shirts are great, right? I mean, they're a Charleston company. I know the team at Vapor very well. They make a quality product, And you know, Mark, you mentioned Guy Harvey a few minutes ago. That's a level of quality that you can get out of the vapor shirts, right? At the end of the day. So, and you're right, Florida's the perfect place to wear those, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. When I showed, I had made a sample shirt, a vapor shirt, and I had shown it to just a couple friends, and you know, we're just talking business. I said, all right, yeah, we're carrying this t-shirt line. They're not in the industry, right? They're just folks, you know? And the one guy grabs, he's like, this is a really nice shirt. He said, you're selling these? Said, yeah, you know, we sell them wholesale, et cetera. And he said, I have a shirt at home I spent $50 on. That's not as nice as this shirt with a similar print on it, right? It had like a map of Florida on it. And he said, $50. It's not even as nice as this. And we got into talking about it. And the shirt that he has is the same style of shirt, but another brand that we know that's the lowest end cost. So somebody took a $2 shirt, put like a buck worth of sublimation on it, supplies, and sold it for $50 to him because he liked the brand. And he said, but he's not happy with it, right? Because the quality was really low. He said, if that shirt that I bought for $50 was on this, I'd buy two more right now, you know? So, and it's an amazing opportunity for folks who want to get into this, that we've got the apparel, the top quality way to decorate it, and top quality of apparel available that at a price where you can sell it very, very affordable to anybody.
Agree.
Or go high end and sell it in the high end, you know, $50+ t-shirt market.
Exactly. And the other thing about vapor, which I love, is they used to have they still do, I think, have a tearaway tag on the back of the shirt, right? And it's very important because if you do want to get into that $50 range, you can develop your own brand of clothing. There's nothing stopping you putting your mark on the back of the shirt or on the collar to say where it came from. And now all of a sudden you've got your own brand, right? And that says a lot.
There's a lot of flexibility in the market too, because, you know, you've got that potential for going high end.
Absolutely.
If your business model is event shirts, you know, then it's equally viable, or, you know, most
exactly.
of our customers, you know, they're getting a sport tech or a port and company, you know, they're getting a good quality, a solid quality, 100% poly shirt in a light color, you know, to put a Sawgrass transfer on that and to turn around and $15 to $25, depending on the topic, you know, knock those out all day.
Yeah. And guess what? A shirt is on just for the audience. I mean, the shirt's on there for 45 seconds at 380 degrees, right? So if you're talking about trying to understand efficiencies in the workflow process, especially for sort of event type of workflow processes, it does not take long. It does not take long at all. And once it comes off the heat press, there's no other treatment required. It's off, fold it, put it into whatever packaging you want to, and then send it off.
I love it so much that if you already have a heat press and some other equipment out there, like you're doing heat transfer vinyl, or you have an embroidery machine, and maybe you have a heat press to just do transfers on that you buy separately, or patches or something like that. $600, you know, essentially, so many words. $600 lets you make t-shirts in-house, mugs in-house. And then we have financing available too. So if you get yourself like a knockdown setup, you know, you get a bunch of paper in, some extra ink, a printer, either printer option for less than $100 a month, like financed, you know, because I mean, we all know how financing works, right? I mean, you could buy a house worth of furniture for like $9 a month, according to commercials on TV. You can finance all of this equipment and all the supplies to make thousands of items for under $100 a month. And how many, you don't have to sell that many t-shirts or that many mugs or anything like that to make that back. And we always talk about business ideas and growing the business. And of course we sell equipment and supplies, right? So, I mean, we have to be transparent about that, right?
Yeah.
But this is one of those situations where a small investment in equipment and supplies takes your business to this a whole nother level of saying yes and upselling and ease of use.
Honestly, it's almost too inexpensive for cold Etsy to sell.
Yeah.
It's almost just like I really envision we're selling so many of them in the next 6 months, that we won't be able to keep up.
But I hope so. And I think it's completely possible too, right? Look, I'm a bit of an Excel geek, what I like to do is I like to print. And when I say that is I like to get one of our printers, put some ink in there, and just print the same image out over and over and over again and see how much mileage we can get out of this thing, right? Now, it all depends on, everyone you talk to, it all depends on what photograph or image you're printing, what quality of resolution, all that good stuff, right? But I like to give people an idea of what you can get out of this. And one of the things I did is I did a long test on like a t-shirt, printing out an 8.5 by 11 sheet, right? With a little bit of margin in there, some white space. And we could comfortably say, we can get about 500 or 600 t-shirts out of one cartridge, if not more, right? Quite easily, right? And it does not take much. Then you start doing the math and saying, how much is a shirt? Average a vapor shirt is about $5, $5.50, or depending on what type of shirt you get. You sell it for 20, which is relatively low end. If your friend of yours bought it for 50, $20 is low end, but you're making something for $6 with ink in there, and you're selling it for 20. That's 40, 45 seconds worth of work. Remember what I said about how long it's on the heat press, right? It takes you maybe about 30 seconds to print it. All in all, not much work, right?
Yeah.
And so you can get a really good return out of these printers and good mileage out of them too.
Yeah, it's great. And if you are listening to this and you're ready to do sublimation or you're, and you have some struggles with doing it, right? Because every technology has its own issues and I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to stick it to this, like whatever, different things like that. Cold Etsy, we're working on really stepping up that education. And for within our customers, with the different types of apparel we sell the vapor. We also have, the sport tech, like you mentioned, things like that. So we're going to be working on a lot of this information to really help educate people to create apparel and other substrates as well that look top notch. So that stuff's already in the works. So hopefully if you do sublimate, you're taking some business ideas out of this, but also be sure to keep an eye on Cold Etsy and Coleman and Company's website, because we're going to continue to work with Sawgrass and Vapor Apparel and the other brands that are mentioned out there, like Sport Tech and such, to really help you guys create the best sublimation business you can. Because the opportunity out there is significantly greater than I expected when you look at how many people don't know how to do it, how many people don't do it right, aren't selling premium quality apparel, aren't using a good quality printer. And when you combine all that together, the opportunity is for the listener out there to really make good money and expand their business. What the dream is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got folks. There's a case study on our site of a young lady that her mom bought a printer, didn't really use it. So she decided to make phone cases out of it. And she then went on TikTok, 17 years old, mm-hmm. and ended up with a six-figure business in the first year at the age of 17. She now employs her whole family, her mom, her brother, sister. They all participate in the family, in the business. She's a freshman at college. Now she has 8 printers, and she has expanded to garments, right? So whatever you put on your phone case, you're also wearing as a shirt, And so she's expanded her business. She's 18 years old.
Great.
And she has a six-figure business.
Yeah. So go ahead, Mark.
I was just going to say, I do want to take a moment to differentiate because, you know, Mark, you mentioned, you know, people that are, you know, they don't quite know what to do, or they're having, you know, trouble or difficulties with things. And I want to differentiate Sawgrass for a second, because sublimation is very common, and it's not difficult to cobble something together using off the shelf inkjet printers, buying ink and trying to work that through. Even though the Sawgrass, you know, what Sawgrass did is they created a system with the hardware and the ink set and even the software to maximize your opportunity for success in a reliable and repeatable way.
Yep.
So, you know, if you go onto YouTube and you're looking at sublimators, you know, or things like that, that are using an Epson printer or a variety of other kinds of inkjet printers that they're adapting, there are problems that are inherent in that. Like the early days of DTG, when people were still trying to turn one printer into a t-shirt printer, that you don't have to take the time trying to figure out. You know, one of the reasons that we were super excited about partnering with Sawgrass is they know what the flock they're doing. You know, you can go to their website and they've got great training and they've got videos and they've got this, the Sawgrass network where creators get together and talk about their, you know, what they do and how they do it and put up things for sale. I mean, they have great training. They're a complete package of a professional company that is going like here, you know, it's kind of like dealing with Coldesi. You know, you can get a white toner printer, a DTG printer in 100 different places, you know, but people come to Coldesi because we're like, here, these are the things you need. Here is the video training on how to use it. And here's the podcast and the courses on how to run your business. You know, what else can we do? And Sawgrass has the same approach.
Look, I think you're 100% on. And we have been in this business for 30 years, 32 years to be precise. We started off chasing ink cartridges to put into aftermarket printers, right? Mm-hmm. Much like what people are doing trying to cobble systems together. 6 years ago, we went to a small company, around $7 billion in size, called Ricoh in Japan. And, you know, we had an honest conversation with them. We said, look, these two printers that you have in the marketplace that are designed for the office market, we've been using them. Our 93-95% of these printers that you're making are coming into our sublimation business, and we're chasing cartridges to put into them. And we said, look, make these printers for us exclusively. Rejigger them on the inside so they work with our inks in an optimal fashion. And they did that. And we said, you know what? Maybe in 5 years we'll sell 45,000 units, right? Which is a big number. 45,000 units. We ended up with about 90,000 units sold in 5 years, in the first 5 years. And those units were distributed in over 200 countries and territories around the world. And for the viewers or the audience who are familiar with the coast of Africa or off the coast of Africa, a small place called Reunion Island, you could probably throw a rock from one end to the other. Well, a good baseball player probably could. You know, we've got 25 units there, probably more per capita than any other country in the world.
That's crazy.
And they're active. They're printing away. They're buying ink. And with our systems, we also built, so now we have the inks cartridges coming from them. We make the inks here in Charleston and fill the inks in there, right? Using our proprietary systems. We have reliable printers. We have a design tool. So if you're new to sublimation, you're new to design, which most of the audience here probably is not. They're mostly into the design tools, which is fine. But for those folks who are new, they can get into Creative Studio for free. It's got all the templates. I mean, how frustrating is it that you buy a brand new system and then all of a sudden you've got to figure out how to use Photoshop or Illustrator, create a template, forget graphics and all that good stuff, which is hard enough. It's all built in. We've got it. Get it started. Get printing. We have a program here that allows you to get a scheduled appointment and get onboarded. So they'll walk you through the whole installation process. And we have a 98% satisfaction rate on that program. We onboard no less than about 500 one-hour sessions a month using this program all over the world. Right?
And I just want to clear something up. He's talking about training. He's talking about training.
Yeah.
So you get your printer in a box from Coldesi, and then you set it on your table and you set up an appointment with these guys and they will tell you how to cut the tape.
Yeah, that's right.
Remove the printer from the box. You know, I mean, they'll do the whole thing. You know, you'll get a solid hour with a pro.
Yeah, and you know, that solid hour is important, right? Because you know what? It takes about 30 minutes to set it up. The other 30 minutes or the time that the ink is charging or you're plugging something in, they're not just silent on the phone. They're answering questions. They're saying, what do you want to do with this? How can we help you? And the team is guiding you through the process. Yeah. And now you have a friend, right?
Mm.
Now you have a friend to call or to contact. And from there, we're actually, we'll announce this right now, we're launching TalkShop, which anyone that goes through the onboarding process gets invited to TalkShop, where every week we'll have a live session, a webinar session, where people can come in and talk about, you know, the challenges they may be having or the successes that may have had, to teach their peers and to motivate their peers to do more. That's goes awesome. Beyond the academy that we have. So, at the end of the day, we're not going to just sell you, make sure you get a system. We're not going to leave you hanging. We have the resources to keep you going too.
Cool.
There's a lot, you said a lot there. That's awesome. But the one thing that I would say that you could really take from it, you know, there's two things, right? You've got training and support system, which is nice, right? And we know how important that is with all the equipment that we sell. But when you talk about, you know, 500 trainings a month worldwide, is showing that this technology is being adopted by apparel shops, promotion shops, small businesses, large businesses. There's businesses that bring this type of production in-house, you know, like a tattoo shop who wants to sell t-shirts and they decide to bring a sublimation shop in to print, you know, a shirt or a cap or a mug with a tattoo on it, right? Up to corporations bring these in their marketing department to create things for their internal team, to apparel shops. The reason why this technology is adopted by, just using that number, 500 people a month globally, is because it's good. It works. It's easy. You know, I mean, when you see the numbers move behind it, you know, that's when you know something is successful and good. So, you know, it is scary in the beginning. Folks didn't want to get into, say, like the white toner printing with digital effects, right? 8-9 years ago, whenever it started, people didn't want to get into it in the beginning because there was only dozens of people a month getting started with this. It's scary, right? To be an early adopter. Well, now, you know, that white toner printing world is full steam. You know, we're talking like, you know, just there's hundreds of people, you know, that are getting this every month globally. And you're looking at the same thing with the sublimation systems. You see the same thing with embroidery. I'm sure screen print systems globally are similar too. So it's proven. A lot of folks are doing it. And I would question why you're not if you're in some sort of customization business, right? Yeah. I mean, especially for the cost. It's so inexpensive.
Man, if you're in business and you have a heat press, I mean...
Oh yeah,
I'm already confused if you don't have a sublimation.
So it's a no-brainer. And you'd be surprised at the folks that do have these large printers or large format printing facilities. How many of them have a small Sawgrass machine? And as Mark said earlier, just to throw in a free sample. It's a print shop. Somebody comes in to print a whole bunch of brochures, right? He's starting a business. How cool is that if you just gave him a free coaster, right?
Yeah.
Because come on, they're going to have a little coffee station and some mugs out there. They're going to spend $15 for a mug anyway. Sell them a mug with their brand on there, because there's nothing that a new entrepreneur wants to do than to actually show off their brand. What they don't want to do is pay for 100 mugs from these large fulfillment companies, right? They just want to get 5 or 6 mugs.
And
short runs, big profit.
Local is growing, right? So we've because you made me think about that, where you're talking about somebody who was there, right? Who were picking up delivery, and now you've got a mug in front of them. And we've done a lot of research, a couple pieces of research that I wanted to mention. And one was about kind of this near me. I kind of call it just like a near me thing, because adding near me to a Google search or a Siri search or something like that is continuously growing. Right. We thought that many people thought that the world was going to be you buy everything online and it just comes from where it comes from. Right. And then we found out that moving things across the world is pretty expensive to do, and it takes time, and folks like instant gratification. So, you know, what did the online world do? Amazon just started putting a warehouse every single place they could. Right. There's literally one like a mile from here. Right. So I can or pick stuff up or get it delivered.
That's just to deliver stuff to your house.
That's just to deliver stuff to me. Right.
Yeah.
And so the near me thing is huge. Customization is definitely not maxed out near me. Right. Yeah. If you are trying to get something specific decorated near me, a lot of folks can't do it. Or it's unreasonable, or they did find a place and that place has a good amount of near me business going on, that the supply and demand increases it, the cost. So what do? They end up buying it online, waiting, and then not knowing the quality that they're going to get, right? Because a lot of folks buy something online, they don't know what they're going to get. So you've got a lot of this near me business in for your business, the listener, for mugs, mouse pads, tumblers, t-shirts, you know, all these sublimatable items that you can create in minutes. You can do it while somebody waits. You know, you could do it. Hey, drive to my shop. I'll start working on it now.
Yeah.
It'll be done by the time you get here, you know, or
I just want to insert a commercial here, because I know that Mark, you've been working on this quite a bit lately, is in the spirit of those near me searches. Coleman & Company is pretty well committed to having stuff in stock and ready to ship. Mm-hmm. Blanks in stock. We're going to have vapor apparel in stock. We've got mugs in stock. We've got tiles. We've got all kinds of sublimation blanks that are readily available. And honestly, we get people stop in our warehouse in Clearwater, Florida all the time. You know, we're a national and to some extent an international business, but we still get walk-in traffic.
Yeah.
No, because, you know, people come in and they want to pick up 10 mugs. They've got a small job to do. You know, so we'll do that. And if you're looking, especially, you know, for things like mugs that are heavy in Florida, then you should definitely check out ColemanandCompany.com, because you know, the closer you are, the easier it is to order, to pick up, to get shipped, etc.
Yeah, I mean, we ship mugs. We have a dozen plus different kinds of mugs available. All in stock everywhere in Florida, gets $200 minimum. You order $200, you ship for free. And we don't realize like how expensive a mug is
to move. Yeah, is to ship. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Cause you figure like an 11 ounce mug. The reason why it's called an 11 ounce mug, because it weighs 11 ounces, which I actually did not know that.
I did not know that.
I was assuming it held 11 ounces, and maybe it does. Maybe it does. I have not measured.
It does hold 11 ounces.
So it holds 11 ounces and it weighs 11 ounces.
That's right.
What witchcraft?
11 fluid ounces in there. It's actually 11 ounces of in weight too. So
it's witchcraft. So but the reason was is because I was trying to figure out how much it costs. And I said, I wonder how much this 11 ounce mug weighs. And I put it on the scale and it said 11 ounces. And I said, okay. I reset the scale and I did it again. But
don't forget, the 11 ounce mug might weigh 11 ounces, but there's probably 11 ounces of blooming packaging that goes and padding that goes around it.
So yes, because they break. So if you have 10, 11 ounce mugs, you know, and you start doing this amounts, 11 ounces, like with 3/4 of a pound-ish or 2/3 of a pound-ish. And you get 10, 20 of these, you've got pounds of packages that are this big. Yeah. And it gets expensive to order these from afar. So we can ship them inexpensively, especially to Florida. They can get delivered next day. So a lot of folks in Florida are really happy to have a good source of a lot of different variety. And speaking of mugs, circles back to the second piece of research that we've been doing. So we've been going on to Facebook. This is research that we do for us, but also for our customers too. We've been going onto Facebook and pumping out different videos of decorating different things, doing different things, using different things. And the number of people who click through on mugs and mouse pads beats out almost everything else. T-shirts too, for sure. T-shirts are really close, like just barely beaten out, might not be statistically significant. But these three things interest folks. They see it, they wanna see more of it, they're interested in it. And when we look at Google search trends and Facebook interactions and things like that, there is still a huge amount of interest in these, in just simple drinkware and simple t-shirts. You don't need, your business does not have to go crazy with marketing and have this amazing idea to have success in this market. If you can get into the near me market, figure out how to let people know that you're there, that you make these custom things, and you make sure, you just make sure people know that you're there. However it is, we have plenty of podcasts to let
149 podcasts
had to let people know you're there through Google, through joining Chamber of Commerce, through meeting people, you know, all these things, right?
Yeah.
If you've got a huge opportunity for just these mugs and mouse pads and t-shirts, you could do those three things with a sublimation printer and have a successful business, whatever that definition of success is. Going to be different to everybody, but absolutely.
All right, I think we are coming down to the end of our 120-minute podcast here. If you missed that hour in the middle, I apologize. Mark, what else do we want to squeeze out of Vic while he's here?
Well, you know what? I figure it's early enough that we haven't been complimented enough. So
why does Sawgrass getting rid of all their other dealers and just focusing on Cold Essie?
Yeah, so we're about to announce that we're going to fire everyone globally, and we're going to go directly to Cold Essie.
There are three companies that as soon as we're done, I'm clipping that video clip. I'm sending right.
Yes, that is. First of all, we are joking.
Immediately.
But joking aside, when we started to work together, you know, you had said, "Oh, we're glad to have kind of this partnership with Cold Essie," and I was wondering if you could maybe talk a little bit about your impression of Cold Essie when you started to open up this business relationship.
Yeah. So look, I'll tell you why it's so important and why I enjoy it. And I think this podcast is a brilliant example of that. It's this banter and this partnership that allows us to have a really solid, I love it. I love the fact that we can pick up the phone, have a conversation and move business forward. And not only that, have some fun in the process. So look, Cold Essie is geographically for us placed it perfectly, right? That Florida market, the Southeast market. There are some other dealers that play in that market too, which is great. And as you said, I can't get either of your names wrong, which is brilliant. As Mark said, We're not even scratching the surface of this technology going out there, right? And I love the fact that we can just get on a podcast, get on a phone call, and walk through, you know, what should we do? And you guys listen, right? Hopefully we're listening too, right? We're both open to ideas, both open to sort of new strategies and new markets. And that's what I love about this. You're not going after the existing market. You're taking this technology and saying, look, this could be an add-on to your existing customer base. And then you're also looking for new customers. So that's why it's refreshing for me. Cool. Not a me too.
That's great. And something popped in my head when we thought about that too, and talking about new customers and the different markets and stuff like that, that we're always trying to educate folks who are in the business and growing, and folks who want to start new businesses, right? Whatever their dream would be. And this kind of all came together when I was thinking about what people do and how people get started, and then the Sawgrass printer. So I don't want anybody to take offense to this, but you spent like $300 to $500 on a stupid Cricut setup.
And oh, yeah.
If you don't go and
be offended, they're $900.
If you don't go and make your next investment, if you're small, right? Because you already spent $500 plus on a hobby machine, and you might be making money with it, and it's very slow, but it's easy to use, right? So don't be too offended, you know? But your next investment can be significantly faster to make things, significantly easier to make things, and basically the same amount of money you spent before. And you probably own a heat press because you're doing heat transfer vinyl. So that's, to me, that's amazing, is that this, the opportunity to get started versus other investments you've made, it's going to be smaller or equal to any other investment you made. And you've got something that it's the same technology of the same quality to make that Guy Harvey or Costa Del Mar shirt that we talked about before. That's remarkable.
I won't say anything about Cricut, but I will drop an Easter egg right here. And you know, look out for sort of future sort of things between Sawgrass and Silhouette. Because we know that there's a lot of Silhouette users out there who have a Sawgrass system, who are looking to get into sublimation, but they just want it to be a lot easier to sort of integrate the two. So that's your Easter egg for this podcast.
Okay,
yeah,
I like it.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of opportunity out there. So I hope you, listening to this, you learned a bit about sublimation. And we really try to make podcasts, if this is the first one you've listened to, we try to not make them commercials about products, but this
about
particular,
us, yes, but about
us, but yeah, we try to make it all only educational, but this product really is and truly is honestly just an exciting product to be able to offer, especially when you're talking about the price point of like 500-ish to less than 2000 for everything you would need. The price point is really exciting. The ease of use is exciting. And we've at Coldesi, we've got apparel and hard surface items and mugs and different things like that all together that we're testing the blanks, we're testing the printers, the papers, ink, everything, and putting it together. So we can just give you a formula that we know that works. And then you go out there and sell it to folks near you or on the internet or whatever it might be. And it's a great opportunity.
Cool. Yeah. Vic, thanks very much for participating with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you for the partnership. Looking forward to doing more.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening out there. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Vila.
You guys have a fantastic business.
Bye.
Bye.